Welcome to the Black Girl World Traveler podcast. I'm your host, Shira, and I'm thrilled to invite you to explore the world through the eyes of a Black woman. This is more than just a podcast. It's a celebration of travel, adventure, and culture with a purpose. As Black women, our perspective is unique, and it's time to amplify our voices and share our incredible stories. Join me as we inspire and encourage each other to see the world in a new light. This is your go-to lifestyle and travel podcast for meaningful journeys and unforgettable experiences. So whether you're an avid traveler like me or dreaming of your next destination, come be a part of the Black Girl World Traveler community. Tune in now and stay connected for amazing tales of travel, adventure, and culture that will leave you inspired. This is the Black Girl World Traveler podcast, where wanderlust meets purpose. Welcome back to Black Girl World Traveler, the podcast. I'm so excited because today we have a special guest. We have Ashley and Company. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about her. Since leaving her corporate job at a Fortune 50 company and becoming a full-time entrepreneur for over a decade, Ashley has curated over 600 travel experiences, explored 108 countries, ventured into six continents, and covered 35 states, showcasing a commitment to fostering cultural understanding and social impact. As a woman and veteran-owned business, her company, Jelani Travel, stands out as the ultimate vacation with a purpose, placing a strong emphasis on self-care, service, culture, and luxury. She is devoted to cultivating cultural wellness through travel and education for every Black person who has felt undervalued and overlooked. She has been featured in multiple media sources, most notably CNBC Africa, and listed as Forbes Next 1000 list, and serves as the president of the charity Jelani Gives, where she leads efforts to sponsor U.S. passport fees for hundreds of young adults facing financial constraints annually. Ladies, let's welcome Ashley. Hi, Ashley. How are you today?
Hey, girl. Hey, how are you? I'm good.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. So let's get right into it. Can you tell me a little bit about your background? Did you travel as a child? Did you think that you would have a career in travel?
That's a great question. I actually did travel as a child, but I had no idea that my career would be in travel. I'm third generation military, and so my grandparents were in the Air Force. I was visiting them in Turkey at seven. My mom was in the Army. We were stationed when I was 12 in South Korea. So I've been traveling since I was a child, like very young, but I had no idea I would be traveling as a profession because when I went to Hampton University, I majored in sport management. And then even when I graduated and went to work for a Fortune 50 company, I went to work for Pepsi in marketing and sales. And so I still really had no idea. It wasn't until I left Pepsi and decided to take a gap year before I thought I was going to go to business school and traveled. I backpacked, solo backpack, female traveler across Central and South America, and then finished in East Africa. That was the experience that was so transformative where I was like, okay, this is amazing. And I felt like it was just so liberating and transformative as a Black woman, as a Black American, to see that there were Black people literally everywhere all throughout Central and South America. And then to actually go to my motherland, my ancestral homeland, Africa, and then see that there were really not a lot of Black people from the U.S. traveling there or anywhere back at that time, 12 years ago, I was just like, I have to do something about this. So travel really fell into my lap because I saw a void and I wanted to get more people to have not just travel experience, but intentional travel experience where they really can heal themselves and just really reimagine themselves. I told Essence Magazine in 2016, when we change the way that we see Africa, we change the way that we see ourselves, because the media will have us thinking that we don't want to associate, that we don't want to be called African. So many negative images and just information out there, misinformation, that they don't know the true beauty. And so when I saw it for myself, I was like, I have to do something or create some type of programming that would allow people to come. And so what I did was I started with young people, and that just blew up. I had so many adults wanting to be chaperones. I was like, well, I can't have 30 chaperones and only six girls that I'm starting with. So I saw a business opportunity, and I actually created two organizations, a nonprofit and a for-profit. And so now today, 10 years later, the nonprofit has transformed where we focus on the passports you talked about, focusing on young people getting passports in their hands. And then for the adults or families or children with private trips, we specialize in Africa travel. We go everywhere. And so, yeah, travel really just found me from young, and then professionally it found me pretty much 4 years out of college.
Dope. You went right into our next segment of talking about the creation of Jelani Go. So what does Jelani Go do? How many youth have you served? And what do you see as sort of your hopes for the future of your nonprofit?
So for the nonprofit, the evolution has been really amazing. I'm really proud of the work that we've done. Not to confuse you, because there's a lot of Jelanis. And by the way, Jelani does mean greatness. So we're trying to help Black people reimagine their greatness. And so with Jelani, it started off 10 years ago as Jelani Girls, where it was a nonprofit that brought girls to Africa and the Caribbean. But then we also have Jelani Travel. That's our main company. And since the pandemic, we transitioned physically bringing young people to doing an online learning program called Passport to Cultural Freedom, where at the end, we will sponsor the fees for their U.S. passport. So we're able to get passports in the hands of a lot more young people. So that's what we do with Jelani Gives, the nonprofit. Jelani Travel is the one that funds the nonprofit. So each time somebody signs up for a trip, whether it's their own private custom trip or one of our group trips that you can find on the website, each time somebody does that, it sponsors one U.S. passport fee, which passport fees are about $150. And so that's the kind of the social impact part that Jelani Travel offers, where even if you didn't want to help, if you join with us, come have an epic time, you're going to be supporting young people, see the world and become citizens of the world.
That's beautiful that, you know, your organization has that social impact piece. And that's what it's all about, like helping the next. I know you talked about you when you started 12 years ago. I can only imagine what it was like, because when I started 6 years ago, I was like, who do I look up to? Like, you know, who can I talk to about this? So, I mean, 12 years later, 6 years later, it is getting better. And, you know, that's why we're here, to accelerate the progress. So I want to talk about, you've been over 100 countries, which for my Black Girl World Travelers listening, that is an amazing feat. That is like one of the hardest things, I would say. What can you tell me about some of your standout countries? Maybe give me two that really are standout for Black women, particularly maybe solo travelers, because we do have a lot of solo traveler listeners.
Sure. Yeah. You know, 100 countries, it was no joke. There were some years where I was really like hitting the ground, going a lot of places. But I think it has pros and cons, right? Because there's some fast traveling that happens where you get to see so much more of the world. But at the same time, you're missing some of the gems and some of the connections that you can make if you were a slow traveler. I actually do both. And so, yeah, there's definitely pros and cons to both. But I would say, for your listeners specifically with solo travel, might be a little different than what I would say is maybe my favorite experiences. I actually just came back from Trinidad Carnival, and it's one of my favorite things. I do it every year for the last 10 years, and it's always in February, but I don't know that I would necessarily recommend that one for a solo travel, because it is good to go with a group or at least a friend. But I would say for a solo travel, a really good place, I think starting closer to home, especially if you're a newer traveler, where you don't have to get fatigued from being in a completely different time zone, can help. So my favorite place would be Colombia, because it gets you to South America. A lot of people hadn't been to South America, so you'd be able to say you've gone to another continent, but it's also, they have some tropical areas. It's one of our bestsellers on our trips. And I lived there for a while. So yeah, I really love the culture, the Afro-Colombian culture and just all that it has to offer. So that would be one place. And then if you're like, okay, well, I'm ready to venture out and go even further, I don't care about the jet lag, another good place for solo travelers, I would say would probably be like Zanzibar. That's another really good one. So that's in East Africa. It's an island, so much culture, so much history. And it sits right in the Indian Ocean. So you can think Maldives, because a lot of people recognize Maldives, but with so much more to do and so much more fun. So with Zanzibar, you can actually be in the middle of so much and be close to so much and still be in that same beautiful ocean.
Beautiful. I actually have never been to Zanzibar, so I will add that to my list. And for our Black Girl World Travelers listening, you can consider that. So I know you talked about group travel. I just actually posted my throwbacks yesterday. 4 years ago, I was in Trinidad for Trinidad's Carnival, going on a world tour of carnivals next year. So I'm looking forward to that. But as Black Girl World Travelers sort of started out as, me documenting my travels as a solo traveler, but whereas we become a travel agency, we're going to start hosting a very small group trip. So who would you say are some places that are good for Black women to go as a group? Clearly Carnival, yes, that's definitely something that you should not do alone. It's a better experience. But what other countries can you recommend for those solo travelers that may be, interested in traveling with a buddy or two?
Yeah, I think Colombia is really a good one. That's like I said, it's closer, Mexico. But then in Africa, I think great ones would be like South Africa, Morocco. You could do a Kenya Zanzibar combination because they're so close. I think your audience would really love South Africa, especially in like the December, January time frame, because while it's cold over here, it's their summer. Versus if you go to South Africa in like June, July, it's their winter. And they do have a winter. They do have actual penguins. There's a lot of things that people don't expect in Africa, but it's so much in the southern hemisphere. There's actually a part of South Africa that's owned by Antarctica. Like it's way down there. So I think that would be a really good one. Another one that the girlies are loving are Bali and Thailand. Those are some good ones in Asia.
We actually, that's where Black Girl Travelers want to go. They want to go to Bali. We did a survey and that's where they want to go. So I guess we're going to Bali soon. What are some of the biggest lessons that you have learned from travel that you want to impart to other Black women?
I'd say some of the biggest lessons are you want to prepare and plan, keep yourself safe, be efficient, not waste your time because your time is precious. But at the same time, you don't want to overplan so that you're missing the moment. With travel, there's a difference between being a tourist and a traveler. So you probably want to recognize how you identify, what your goals are for the travel experience. How do you want to feel? What's the outcome that you're looking to have? And the answer might be, well, I want to be a little bit of both. I want to feel like a traveler on this day or during this time period, but I'll totally want to be a tourist during this period on this particular trip. So really, there's nothing wrong with either one, but really looking at what you're trying to get out of it and identifying and being honest with yourself about what type of travel experience you're wanting. If you want to be a beach bum and just lay out on the beach and just relax and just rest, because it's a different type of rest from when you're at home with everything else that's going on, know that. And then know that if you're traveling with somebody else, make sure that they're on the same page with that. I think those are really important things to think about when you're traveling. And if you are traveling with somebody where they're on a completely different page, as long as you guys were open up front and had that conversation and they're like okay with, all right, we're both sharing this hotel and we'll have dinner and Kiki together, but from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., I'm gonna be at all the museums, I'm going to all the tours, and you can just have your book and be on the beach, and everybody's okay with that. I think it's totally fine to travel with somebody who's completely different than you, so as long as everybody's on the same page. But from a solo travel perspective, start with yourself and ask yourself, how do you want to be and feel on the trip, and do the planning toward it, but don't overplan, because when you get on these trips, especially if you're going solo, you can meet so many amazing people or so many different opportunities can come up that you didn't know until you physically got on the ground, what was locally happening that you might want to go to. So I would say also leave a little room to stay open.
So for those who may be listening that don't know the difference between a tourist and a traveler, how would you define each?
I would say that a tourist is somebody who wants to just have a good time, but it be very planned and it be more of things you can just easily find online. It's like the most popular things to do. The things that you will see a lot of people who are not from that area kind of going to do at the same time on a circuit. Think about the hop on, hop off bus that goes to major tourist sites and different things like that. Versus a traveler, somebody who wants to really connect even deeper to the culture, somebody who wants to really go on a journey, have an experience, create memories that are more rooted in the connections of the people around them and even the people that they're with, versus memories that are capturing kind of some of the highlights of the country. And I think it's also somebody who might view, I'm going to experience a country, versus a traveler saying, I'm going to experience a country, but through the lens of the people that they connect with and that they're able to observe and just appreciate.
Beautifully said. So most Black girl world travelers who listen to this podcast, I think, have traveled, but we still have some women that are either scared to travel in general, whether that's by themselves or with a group. And I'm big on solo travel. I think it has a lot of, you know, intrinsic benefits, ways to heal, ways to connect with yourself, go back to the homeland. What would you say to those women who are maybe scared to travel, to be either tourists? Because I know you talked about, you know, starting off close to Colombia, but that requires a passport. That requires some level of planning. I think that it also requires a person to know, like, basic Spanish, you know, basic words, even if you go to a place and most people speak English. What would you say to those Black or world travelers who want to take that leap, but are, you know, not quite there yet?
Yeah, I think one of the things that a lot of us probably struggle with in entrepreneurship and our professional work lives in general is outsourcing. As Black women, we're trying to do it all. We're, you know, we're nurturers. We're giving our last. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to be twice as good. We always have something to prove, and we're just used to getting it done. And we take that into so many different parts of our lives. And it's an opportunity to not do that, to say, how can I outsource some of this support so I can get maximum enjoyment? And that's like even in our home life, whether, you know, it's outsourcing just any of the different daily tasks that we have that can create more mental space for us. It's the same thing with travel. If you're not an avid traveler, if you don't actually enjoy, some people really enjoy all of the intricate details of planning, but if you don't, and even if you do, you might not be in a season in your life where you have that mind space because other things might be happening, but that shouldn't stop you from traveling, right? So outsourcing that support, listening to podcasts like yours where they can get tips, going on a group trip to Bali with you where they don't have to think about it. It should already be planned by somebody who's been doing it. I do travel consultations with just having a conversation where we can really talk about your vision for the trip and help you execute it. And so even a place like Colombia that we curate experiences for, it's great to be able to speak the language or even get some introductory, which we do a little crash course, just so you can have fun greeting local people. But you don't need it to do all the things that you would want to do and experience there, because you're going to have a certified, vetted, safe, amazing tour guide and driver who are all there for you. They're going to feel like uncles and brothers and sisters. They speak English. They're bilingual. So you won't need to necessarily speak the language. That doesn't have to be a barrier in order for you to go travel these different places if you were to outsource the support and not necessarily try to do it all yourself. So that would be my biggest recommendation, whether it's from getting consultation or just having the trip executed or just going with a group or a friend who already have those connections. It's like you don't have to do it on your own, because if you do, you can overanalyze and get that analysis paralysis, and 2 years later it's still on your vision board and you haven't done it yet because you haven't had the capacity to do all of those things on your own. Outsource it, have a great time, and it'll be the best money you ever spend.
Second that, outsource, like you said, get somebody else to do it, but in a good way. All right, so as we wrap up, the Black Girl World Travelers would like to know, what are your hopes for the future? What are you working on? How can we continue to support you in your work?
In the future, so the first 10 years has been amazing in business. It's been completely driven by my passion of, you know, I was out there and I was not seeing Black Americans traveling, and I certainly wasn't seeing them travel to Africa. And so now there's been a much larger Black travel movement. People are paying attention to Africa. They're realizing how many beautiful destinations out of the 54 countries that there are. And, you know, I am trying to, in the next 10 years, look at how I can help people on an even deeper level. So we do a lot of intentional travel. I host a lot of retreats for people and also my own retreats. But then even not from just a travel perspective, I also coach. So I have some different certifications where I've really been able to hone in on all the things that I've learned, all the things that I've seen, and molding it into how travel is so much more for Black people, healing and really medicine for the soul, and what that kind of conversation and journey can be around having the conversation on how we're showing up authentically as ourselves, how we're showing up at work feeling exhausted and burnt out because we have two jobs, one of being Black and one of actually doing the job that we were contracted for, and how we can take that and really like move white supremacy to the side, all that white supremacy delusion, and focus inward. Because my vision for the world is where Black people can effortlessly love themselves. And in order to do that, we got to focus in. And there's so many intrinsic benefits, like you said, to traveling, that where I like to just really call in really intentional traveling, how you want to feel, how you want to show up, who do you want to be even once you get back, and what kind of travel experiences can we curate to get you there, and like your mindset. So with coaching, I love supporting people one-on-one and doing workshops around the power of intentional travel, but also just embracing our cultural wealth and understanding that our cultural wellness is really rooted in our mental wellness. And we can't really leave that part out. So that's kind of like what I've been focusing on recently. And so if anybody wants to connect with me, the best way is to connect with me on Instagram. That's where I've been spending a lot of my time, with AshleyInCompany_. But then also, of course, our email. So on our website, gojelanitravel.com, has all my information, phone number, and all of that.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, y'all. Y'all, lady, the Black Girl World Travels already know it travels the vessel, but we really are out here trying to heal and get better. And I love how you push white supremacy to the side. Like, who are we absent and devoid of that? That's, we're going to have to bring you back on here to talk about that, because that's really what this is about. Travel is just the vessel, y'all. It's not the final destination. Well, Ashley, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's episode of Black Girl World Traveler Podcast. I hope y'all enjoy our talk about exploring the world through the eyes of a Black woman. Like Ashley said, you can follow her at AshleyInCompany_ on Instagram, or at GoJelaniTravel.com. If you liked what you heard today, please help us out by hitting the subscribe button, leave a review, or share this episode with a friend. Looking ahead, I've got more stories, travel tips, and honest conversations with lovely women like Ashley coming your way. We're all about celebrating the meaningful travel adventures and healing, because y'all know this is also about wellness. Before I wrap up, I want to thank Ashley for coming on today's podcast, as well as the Black Girl World Traveler community. Y'all are making this journey special. We're traveling, we're healing, and it's a beautiful thing. Remember, the adventure continues. Keep exploring, stay true to yourself and your journey, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.